Great is he that's in me,
where? In the heart,
than he that is in the world. So I don't start talking out of my head. I speak out of my spirit, because God is a spirit.
So am I. So are you.
Are you hearing me tonight? Are you getting this? So we don't look at situation and determine them by our eyesight, our mind. We take the mind so it won't always give us a problem. We take that mind and we renew it with the word of God, and we fill our heart so our mind will agree. Our soul won't panic, won't cave in or flake out on us, cop out on us. We renew it, so when we speak, our soul won't stand there trembling. Oh my God. It'll say, yes, 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 that's right, that's right, that's right. And we speak boldly and we say, I walk in hell. I'm a winner. What I put my hands to do, prosper. I supposed to, and I do it. I'm speaking out of my spirit. I confess that I'm blessed. I'm not cursed, because I've been delivered from the curse. Hold fast to the confession of your faith. And see, this book is the manual to your life, and it's filled with all the promises God has given us in Christ. And every one of these promises in Christ is yes and amen. Not a single one is no and wait. Every one of them is yes and amen. And we are to fill our hearts with this and renew our minds and get the knowledge of this in our hearts. Let me read you something. Paul prayed for the church at the Colossian church. Colossians 1:9. I'm just going to read it, move right along. Hallelujah. Is this helping anybody?
Amen.
Colossians 1:9. Paul prayed this prayer for this church, and for us, it's for us. And it says, who, for this call, we also, since the day we heard it, for this cause, since the day we did what? Heard it, do not what? Cease to do what? Cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with what? Listen now, that you might be filled with what? The knowledge of his will and all wisdom and what? Spiritual understanding. See, wisdom one did this. This world we live in, this how to operate in this kingdom, wisdom did this. Now he wants you to be filled with wisdom. Remember what wisdom said in Proverbs 8? Remember what he said? I was there when God scooped out, when he formed the dust, and when he laid the foundation. He said, wisdom, I was by his side as the master craftsman. Wisdom did this. And so Paul the prince. So you understand this great confession. Because wisdom know how every bit of this work. Now you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding. Satan tried to contaminate your mind to confuse you that you won't say anything. But when you say something, say the wrong thing. No, you educate yourself. You educate your spirit. Renew your mind. So when these things attack you, however they come, you rise up and say, because you know wisdom. You got wisdom and you got insight into this. You say, no, that ain't the way it is. This is the way I said it is. How can you say that? Because I know who I am in Christ. When this world was dark, when this world was full of darkness, God said what he wanted. What did God see? God saw what he said. Are y'all hearing what the Lord is saying tonight? So you got to talk to your money the right way. You got to talk to your body, your health, the right way. Your body is the temple of God, not the devil, not sickness and disease, not old Hymer, whatever you call it, not dimensions. I believe Lester Summerall said he was visiting with Smith Wigglesworth. Might have read this morning in the book. But anyway, he was visiting with him one time and said, ask Smith Wigglesworth, how you doing, Smith? He said, I never ask my body how it's doing. I always tell it how it is. But when we get that revelation, well, you know what's coming next. Well, how you doing? Well. you don't talk that way. You don't talk according to what your body is trying to tell you. You tell your body what to do. You getting up here and you're going to do this. Spiritual understanding. When you need to exercise it, we call it exercise profit. It said profit little. That means a little while. If you just do it a little while, that's all you're going to get, a little while. You're going to have to keep doing it. But confession, once we understand confession, it is speaking from the realm of faith, causing that which is not seen to come and manifest itself in the seen. Everything you need, everything you desire, everything your heart desires, everything you need to do, everything God has provided it for you, and you get it out of that realm and make it, listen to me now, you get it out of that realm, you release the power of that, the power of God to make that manifest in this realm. It calls your jobs to come in line. It calls raises and bonus. It calls health and strength. It calls open doors. But it comes out of that realm by you speaking and confessing the word of God. But Satan wants to pull you over here in this, his system called mammon. It's a demon spirit. And he want to pull you over here and get you under this mammon spirit because he can control you because you're operating under his system. He doesn't want you to learn and yield to and learn how to operate in this realm of the spirit where wisdom is, where faith and love and grace and power and authority and freedom and joy. He wants you over here fearful, trembling, scared. Try to figure it out. Try to work it out with human effort. No. I say what I want and I see what I say.